Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Maria Gonzalez Inclán of USIC, a surety company, indemnity. And what we're discussing, and I wanted to go a little bit more detail, as you did this transition, I know because you had mentioned to me at one time that, you went through a strategic plan and an overview of the whole organization. Tell me about that exercise and that portion of how you have, as chairman, have made sure that those kinds of reviews of processes and all have been taking place.
Okay, I think that was a very important part of the transition of the business, and a difficult one because this had been a business where Antonio Blanes was the heart and the soul and everything in the business. But there weren't a lot of structures because we didn't need them. We were small and he was everything. A lot of people believed for that reason that USIC could not go on without Antonio Blanes. But I think he developed a culture and a philosophy that was in every one of the employees very much inside of them, and I think his culture and philosophy went on after him. And of course that was very important. But also after he left, we found that of course we had to start doing some kind of, we had to start looking into every department and overviewing all the different areas to look and to see what was being done and how it was being done. So we hired these consultants to really go into every detail of every department and see how they were functioning, where we could do better, and really just start having some structure and some strategic planning, looking ahead, you know, to the future, because of course now, you know, he was no longer there, and we needed the structures to go on. We started the human resources department, which we didn't have, an official one. And of course our concern and my late husband's concern and this company has always been the employees. So for us, the motivation, every kind of, you know, having the atmosphere that you feel, where you feel happy to come every day and work, it's always been very important. And so listening to the employees, analyzing what they do and how they do it, how I can do it better, and how we can improve how we look at them and how they look at us, to always be more and more successful. I think having a happy employee is the key to a business. You can have an excellent business, but if they don't like coming to work and they feel uncomfortable, or they don't feel they're being listened to, or maybe they're not part of the business, they really don't perform as well. Right. I think performance and excellence, you know, comes with that, giving them participation. We have frequent, the president holds frequent meetings with the whole company, informs the employees of what's going on because they are part of it, and you know our goals and our achievements, you know, they are part of it. They are the ones who are day to day working, and they, it's important for them to be informed and to know that they count and that because of them we are where we are. We also take them usually once a year and do some exercise outside of the company.
Every year.
Where we do it every year. It's a one day thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's this kind of business is very difficult to take away time and leave. You know, you have to be there because service is so prime, and so we only go up one day, and we do all kinds of different activities to not only promote this feeling among them that they are part of this company, but also gives the management time to see them in different activities that is not in the office, and you look at their involvement, look at how motivated they are, and they feel motivated because you invest time in them. And to me, anything that you can do to better, you know, the conditions or to help the employees feel better, it's really worthwhile because they're gonna do better and feel happier. Right. And to me, that's been my goal and that's been my role, really, being there.
Has the strategic plan of this consulting company helped you at reviewing all your operations and coming up with, together with management and the employees and you, That was a, what, a 3 month, 6 month process, a year?
No, that was longer.
Longer?
Yeah, that, wow. that took longer, yes. Oh, yeah, probably over a year or more, because every department, you know, they went in depth for each one, and it was an exhaust, you know, really, really very detailed, and it would involve every employee, interviews, group meetings. Then they would meet with the management, and I was very much involved in that part of the process, and we've been doing that ever since, you know, either with consultants.
That was we came up with a 5-year strategic plan.
We've
worked up well. You were really happy. I don't remember, yes. You told me, but way back, yeah. that was a really important step that you took, and it was very crucial in terms of your, you know, the performance of the company and the success.
It was very crucial, and that's one of the first steps that Freddie Millan took when he came in. He saw the need, and it was very clever, and it was key to the business, right. Because of course he was coming in, he didn't know what was happening, but we knew there was a lot of loose ends. Things were working well, but we had for really to have permanence and really to have this business go ahead for many years, we had to give it some structure.
And then has this consulting company come back again, or you know, what have you done? Or you just do it internally now, the revisions of the strategic plan?
Yes, we're doing it more internally. We've hired outside help when we need it for specific programs and to look into specific areas, but we're doing it internally. But we always find, you know, we get support from outside when we need it. We look for whatever is needed to pursue what we're looking for, which is the perpetuating the business. And I think now with my son, my daughter Maddie is no longer here, but she's involved. She's also part of the board of directors together with Rafa and my brother Carlos, and also then the management here.
So in terms of how you run the board, who's on the board? You have any outside people? Who runs the board of directors? You run the board of directors,
yes.
But who's on the board of directors?
Well, I'm very lucky to have in my board my brother Carlos Gonzalez. Very special. It's been very special for me to have him there from the start. He's been key to many things. Of course, for him, it was also a challenge initially. He's very knowledgeable in business. But insurance is a very particular, very technical business, and for him it was also a challenge. But he's been amazing, what his contribution. And then it's my daughter Maddie and Rafa, who's here now. They're both part of the board, and then the management, who's Freddie Millan, Carlos Irizarry, and Duamel Iglesias, who's the vice president of surety. So, and they're my board.
Okay, so you have a board of seven, and mm-hmm. family and
family
internal management.
And internal management.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's take a break, because the next question I have will probably take about 3 or 4 minutes. But let's take a break, and with Maria Gonzalez Inclán, I still have trouble getting the name out.
even at the end of the
interview, I still will be messing up. Well, Maria de Lourdes, if you allowed me that would
sure.
be easier.
That's great.
So we'll be right back after this pause.